You hear a lot of talk about your credit rating, don't you? Check your credit rating. And how is your credit rating? And indeed, will your credit rating reflect positively on you? Let me speak to Mrs. Moneypenny. Mrs. Moneypenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me this. What exactly is my credit rating?
Well, everybody has a credit history. You know, so whether we've used credit, had a mortgage, had a credit card, or even a mobile phone bill. And that information is held centrally, and when lenders making a decision about whether to give you a mortgage or give you a car loan or really to let you have access to a better rate on your credit card, for instance, they look at that information to make that decision.
And there are many, I suppose, myths about the credit ratings and fears as well.
Yes, and I think most of that is built out of ignorance. You know, astonishingly, most people think that their credit history is okay, yet most people don't actually know. I find it astonishing that, you know, a lot of information on all of us is held centrally, and most people don't bother to go and have a look at it.
And like, would it excite you of a day? Would it pass a wet afternoon, or would it bamboozle us?
I think it might make some people quite cross, actually. Because, you know, sometimes there are inaccuracies, and personally, if someone's holding inaccurate information on me, I'd rather put it right. And sometimes it's really simple things that, people don't realise that they are affecting how lenders look at them through quite simple things, like, for instance, not registering on the electoral roll where they actually live.
Yeah, that is a minus, isn't it, with regards to your credit rating?
It really is. Yeah, I know people who have their, I don't know, one bill, their bank statements maybe still going to their parents' house, and their mobile phone bill coming to their current house, and their electoral roll address somewhere else. And, you know, these are the kind of things that can really affect it. So I would first of all get your house in order, invest some time in A, finding out, which takes no time at all, you know, what is your current credit score? What is your credit history? And secondly, then, you know, if it's not great, then do something about it before you need to access credit. So before you go and get a mortgage or another mortgage, before you get a car loan, before you get a credit card, do something in advance. Most people don't bother to go and find out until after they've been refused.
It is, of course, going to cost you money to find out.
Well, everybody can access their basic credit report for £2.
So how do I go about doing it? We see the ads on the TV. There are many companies. Some of them, of course, may be influencing Mrs. Moneypenny. But generally, if people were to make their own choice, how do they go about doing it?
Yes, well, I mean, I have absolutely made a series of videos for Experian, who are one of the three companies in the UK who hold this information. But anybody can get their credit report from any of those three companies, their basic credit report for £2. And if you want to see my videos, they're on experian.co.uk/make it happen.
And do you need to be into your own finances? It's a bit like, I suppose, checking your own health, isn't it? You know, you're only really going to go to the doctor whenever you're not feeling too well. It's the same with this. If you're getting by and you're earning and you're spending and you're going from post to pillar, it's one of the last things on the to-do list.
It is. I mean, I would say that, you know, with the doctor, for instance, it's a bit like if you're planning to get pregnant and you want to know if you're in the right state of health for it, you might go and have a checkup in advance. Similarly, if you are planning to go and get a mortgage, that's when I would do it. I would do it before you go and get a mortgage, before you go and get a car loan, before you apply for a new and better rate credit card. So if you are currently have an expensive credit card and you think, I want to move to one that's got a better rate, then before you do it, because applying for credit, just the simple act of applying for it, that actually affects your credit score. So before you do that, go and get, before you get rejected or you get offered a more expensive one, go and look at your credit history and see, what it is and what you can do to improve it.
Yeah, it's probably worth knowing exactly where you stand in the financial field. One final one. We're forever talking on this programme about parking invoices / parking fines that people get on private property. And there's a great debate about whether or not legally you have to pay those fines or indeed settle the account with the people who send you out the invoice. Now, there's more or less general agreement that legally you don't have to pay. But is there, if you're being pestered by the company to settle the bill, does that count against your credit rating?
Well, there's a difference between credit and things like private fines. If you miss a payment in credit, so it's a credit card, you know, if you miss a payment, obviously your council tax, if you miss a payment that is a regular, legitimate payment that you have to make, that will impact on your credit history. Nothing else does. And interestingly, by the way, student debt doesn't. So if you have a student loan, as in, you know, to put yourself through an undergraduate university, that does not currently appear on your credit history.
Do you think those students will ever repay those debts?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. I mean, the way that this has been set up now, you know, in the coalition government, when they moved to increase fees, they actually then improved the terms on which you could borrow the money. And as a result, I think there's a big question about how much it will get paid back. And then you and I will be paying for it.
This is Moneypenny, putting the boot into everybody right at the end. But listen, always good talking to you, girl. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you. Bye. The legend who is Mrs. Moneypenny.